It's 8:41 now, and every state in the country is waiting to see just how much help they're going to get from the federal government for road and transportation projects. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox has sent a long-term transportation bill to Congress, and Secretary Fox joins us live this morning. Good morning, Secretary.
Good morning, Joan. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Secretary. Good to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to be with you.
Okay, so we're hearing that the Transportation Trust Fund is running out of money. It's going to be bankrupt soon. What are the consequences if no action is taken here?
The consequences are dire. We're already seeing states that are slowing down their programs of work. By June or July, we'll start to see states slowing down some of the contracts that they are planning to let in the fall. We have 700,000 jobs that are going to be at risk immediately. And obviously, we're losing the opportunity to create the vital connections and the safety that Americans count on their road systems.
Yeah, we have tens of thousands of bridges here that are suspect and do need some kind of upkeep. And you've suggested here that as much as $1 trillion is on the line if we don't do this, and what it will cost business because of infrastructure problems.
There's no question. The estimates are that by 2020, businesses will be losing, I think it's $1 trillion a year, which is a pretty substantial hit to our employers. And obviously, jobs will be put at risk as a result of that. This is an issue that Americans have come together on in the past. Democrats and Republicans have figured out a way to invest in our transportation system. And right now, the cumulative effect of short-term measures that Congress has passed over the last few years, 18 continuing resolutions, for instance, has meant that the pipeline of projects is slowing, and our ability to grow America in the right way is also slowing. We've got to make a change, and we've got to do it now.
Now, that trust fund is populated largely by money from the gas tax, from the 18.4-cent gas tax per gallon. But the problem with that, as we're learning now, is that so many cars are so much more fuel efficient than they used to be, and there's so many electric cars that fund is being underfunded because it's just losing money that way. What's the answer here? Is the answer more taxes, or is there another way around this?
Well, we've proposed a $302 billion bill that would put $150 billion more into the system, but it would not use the gas tax. It would use pro-growth business tax reform, which could be accomplished without raising tax rates and without impacting deficits. And that's one of the things that we've heard from both sides of the aisle on some of the pay-for ideas that folks want. So this is we've proposed an idea that we think would actually help move things along, and we're trying to push that idea as best we can, but we're also listening to Congress.
You think that Congress is listening to you and to the business community, that this is something that is immediate and urgent and needs to be attended to? Do you get a sense that this is going to be resolved before the trust fund does go broke?
There are people on both sides of the aisle who care about this issue, and I do believe this is an area where the past is prologue in the sense that folks do want to come together around something. But obviously, the devil is in the details and trying to figure out not only how to pay for it, but what level we should be investing in the future is also going to be a big issue. So it's not going to be an easy issue. If it were, we would be in a much different position right now. But we're going to keep working at it, and I do believe there are people of good faith on both sides of the aisle who want to solve it.
Why is it not easy? I mean, I'm just thinking, who wants to be stuck in traffic? Who wants to drive on a suspect bridge?
Well, the bad news is that we've been underinvesting in our transportation system. And in order to invest at the right levels, we have to figure out a way to get there from a funding perspective. And that is a challenge, as you well know.
All right, very good. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, so good to have you with us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you.